right, thank you, Holden. As you're listening to KSDP coverage now, the Eagles back-to-back 10-point. Lady Eagles are up first, and the Eagles get the tip. Going right to the hoop for two was Alexia Holmberg. The sophomore gets a two-pointer off the glass. Here's a steal by Gardner. Stays with it. Goes down the sideline. Pulls up. Baseline jumper. Rattles around. Goes out. I think Paige got a hand on it. And it's going to stay Sandpoint basketball, though, as Brittany had touched it last off the leg of an Anilchik player. Brittany trying to come into Holmberg there, and Lexi gets blocked out back the other way, and Anilchik will pick up the foul as Lindsay will pick up the foul there. Lindsay Holmberg with the first foul of the game after Alexia got the first bucket of the game. And at the line for Anilchik, this will be Rebecca Okonek. She'll have a second try. This one good on the second one. Okonek starts out there with Jade Roebuck, also Rachel Okonek. And then, let's see who else we got there. Cooper, Autumn Calabrese, and here is Paige underneath, gets the ball and gets whacked in the head. No foul called, just out of bounds. I guess there is Lundgren, whacked pretty hard. So, Anilchik. Oh, I thought Brittany had that clearly. Well, once the player on the other, on that offensive team, though, touches the ball at half court in the back court like that, you gotta call the whistle and take it out of bounds. So, Brittany had the home run ball going there. She hits a three-pointer out on the wing. So, Sandpoint quickly out here now to a 5-1 start, which is a great start for them here against the host team. Down the floor goes Gardner, and three-pointer coming from Isabella Puck as Puck, the senior, gets the three. Good pass from Lila back to Brittany. Can't get the shot to go, and Faith nearly picked up a foul over the back there trying to get that. Cope comes back the other way. Steps into the pass there, nearly travels with it. Lindsay almost gets a hand on that as a travel call on the Wolverines. Wolverines new coach Tessa Lemons, not Lehman like in the coaches here before, but Lemons. And for the Wolverines defense, picking up Gardner right away up top. Goes to Lila. Gunderson has defender put a hand on her, and that foul goes on Rebecca Okonek. So Gardner sets up on the left wing. Beautiful shot by Brittany right in front of us here. Three-pointer is good. And that makes it 8-4 as Cope will bring it back the other way. Here's Faith stepping out, defending there as Paige had to go out of the game and she got whacked on a play inside. Lila with the rebound off the miss there. Now Lindsay bringing it up. Back to Lila, over to Gardner. Gardner has two players on her. Comes down inside off the glass, won't go. Rebound to the floor they go, and Alexia tied up there with Rebecca Okonek. That's what it is. Okay. Here's Gardner coming into play to Lindsay. Holmberg is tripped up, and Coke will get the foul there. So for the Wolverines of Anilchik, back on defense, pick up their second team foul, and Sandpoint with an 8-4 lead. Here's Brittany back to Lila. Three on the way. Lila's shot won't go, but there's space underneath for two. Good job by Faith Carlson to get the 2 points. The girls last night at Houston lost 51-48 in a tight one there, but foul trouble hurt them. Holmberg, in fact, I think had three or four fouls early on, like in the first quarter or something like that. Just really hurt their efforts, but almost pulled it out. And here they jump on top of the host, 10-4 now, with 5:07 to go here in the first quarter. So a great job by the girls here to get things rolling early on. And for the Wolverines, Isabella Koch getting that three-pointer. That's been their only bucket. So good defense on the other end there. Carlson coming in for Lundgren. Let's see how she is afterwards here. There's Holmberg and Gardner double teaming out front. Carlson comes over to help out. Lila comes up with a steal. Gunderson, good job there. Getting another loose ball there. Comes back from Gardner to Lila. Now to Lindsay. Holmberg back to Gunderson up top. Eagles working around the outside. They go to Gardner. Gardner in the lane. Drops off there to Alexia, and she's got a two-pointer. Rolls it in off the glass. Gardner with a nice look at the bucket, then drops it down on a bounce pass right to Alexia, and she gets the two. That makes it 12-4. Another pass here gets away from the Wolverines. This will be Sandpoint basketball. So the Lady Eagles, with the halfway mark of the first quarter coming up, have a 12-4 lead. There's Gardner, drops it out to Gunderson. Nobody comes out on her. Waits for Brittany to show up over here in the corner, and now Lila's still got it up top. She'll dribble inside, drops a pass off to Alessio, and stolen away there as she tried to turn to the hoop by Rebecca McConnick. And Akonik, Rebecca with the two-pointer for the Wolverines. There's Gunderson. Lila to Lindsay over here on the wing. Let's try it up top. Back to Lindsay. Three-pointer on the way for Holmberg. This is a shot there. Ball taken down by Carlson, and it's going to be Wolverine basketball. Wolverines at 6, the Sandpoint Lady Eagles at 12. We're just getting underway in this one. 3:18 to go, first quarter. Gardner hounding the dribble out there of Jade Roebuck, and Roebuck gets it back, then taken away by Carlson. In comes Lila to help out, and taken back away by the Wolverines, and they get the two-pointer. That's Autumn Calabrese with the two. So Calabrese now in there, Janice Corey as well. And here's a steal by the Wolverines. Watch out. They're getting some confidence going. Lila takes it away. There's the missed shot. Holmberg comes up with it. It's back up at 12-8, 2:51 on the clock. Sometimes it comes unplugged here. Yeah, the clock was, girls were looking, screaming going on, and everybody's screaming for the clock too, as well as for the girls, but 2:51 to go, 12-8 score, and Alexia at the line missed the first one, has one more coming. Second one on the way, and this one misses also, as Isabella Koch back the other way. Koch goes up top to Calabrese. And Roebuck back to Koch. And her shot there misses. Lindsay with the rebound. Holmberg trying to stay a hold of it there. Held ball. This belongs to the Wolverines. .233 to go here in the first quarter. And a 12-8 score. Sandpoint on top. Lindsay gets a hand on that one. Brittany gets a hand on the pass. kicking back away, though. Travel call on the Wolverines. As Okonek had it, but traveled with it. Gardner with it. Brittany comes down, passes down low to Face. Face is fouled as she goes for the shot by Calabrese. Autumn with the foul, Face to the free throw line for two shots. Paige Lundgren back in there now for Sandpoint. Faith's first shot is off the mark. She's got one more coming. Paige's second shot on the way. And good. Nice job there rolling that one in. Good follow through. So for the Wolverines, they'll have the basketball in the backcourt, bringing it up against the Sandpoint defense. Lady Eagles lead 13-8. 2:07 to go here in the first quarter. Double team coming. Oh, Carlson almost picks that one off. Good protection by the Wolverine player as here's the missed shot. Lindsay goes high for the rebound. Holmberg will bring it up on the dribble. She's got Alexia ahead of her. And now knocked out of her hands there. Lindsay has trouble with it, and then sure enough, the turnover. That's Jancy Corey over there. Jancy Corey Jr. playing some good defense on fellow junior Lindsay Holmberg. There's Roebuck with it. It's around the defense, and inside she goes as the shot misses. Rebound nicely there by Alexia, and here's Brittany back the other way. Lindsay following the play, can't get it to go. Paige ties up the Acona girl. That's Rachel in there this time. And here's Paige in the lane. Count the basket and the foul coming. Lundgren gets the two-pointer with a hand in the face. And a timeout for the Wolverines. That makes it, should make it 15-8, right? Two-pointer was good for Lundgren. Yeah, I think they're getting that, but there they got it. Okay, 15-8. Yep. So the girls doing a nice job here. When I look at this first time out, 1:25 to go in the first quarter, but the aggressiveness of Ninilchik, they're going to have to adjust to that a bit to match that as well. And of course, that when you do that, then the fouls start getting called a little more too. Good foul call on this one as Paige got the rebound and put it in. Earlier she had the rebound in there. Got whacked pretty hard as she tried to put up the shot, but there was no call this time. She gets the call and the basket. So just got to play a little bit tougher in there. Match that aggressiveness of the other team because they'll let them play. And especially on the home floor like this. So here's Paige with a free throw. Chance for a 3-point play. As Lundgren puts it up and just short. Isabella Koch with the rebound for the Wolverines as they'll put it into play. Gardner meets Roebuck up at the top of the key, and now they try to work it around the outside. Stolen away there by Lindsay Holmberg to the hoop for two, but doesn't get it. She'll go to the line for two instead. As again, the Wolverines hacking on the shot there, and that's Jancy Corey picks up the foul. Now that's team foul number six, only one on Sandpoint. Lindsay, a couple of dribbles at the line, puts up the shot. This one a little long, one more coming for Holmberg. And a 15-8 lead here with 1:10 on the clock. This one also misses. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Wolverines. They fought over that one. Got to know who your teammates are out there, and the Wolverines didn't. Comes into Paige right under the basket. That shot won't go, but she's fouled by Isabella Koch. And Koch just picked up her second, I believe. Let's see. As seventh team foul anyway. Paige will get two. First one good for Lundgren. Second one on the way, good for Lundgren. Well, they didn't get the foul right either. They put it on 32, but it was on Coke over here. She takes the side, 17, takes the sideline seat, 17 to 8. Now here's the two-pointer, good for Roebuck. Barely touched anything as it went through. 46 seconds on the clock, 17-10. And underneath there is Alexia Holmberg for a two-pointer with Brittany passing the ball right to her on the spot. Gardner, nice pass. And Alexia knows what to do with that basketball around the basket. 19-12, right? As here's Gardner again, goes to Alexia. This shot won't go this time. Gets her own rebound. And a travel call. There we got it right. I was wondering why it was 17-12. I thought, having some trouble with the scoreboard here. We'll have to keep track for him. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. There's a near steal. Faith does steal it. And then reaching in. They called a foul on Lundgren for that. Lundgren, I thought, had the clear path, and at this end, they didn't call it. So a tough break there for Faith. She had the steal, but the referee in the backcourt called the foul. Kind of late on that, too, but nevertheless, the girls go on top to end the first quarter. A score after one, 19-10. In favor of the Sandpoint Lady Eagles over the host Wolverines. We're going to be back in a quick 60 seconds. You're listening to KSDP coverage of Sandpoint. Back in a minute.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Another reminder for the NOAA Wind Advisory, that is tomorrow on Friday, February 8th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, High Wind Advisory here in the Aleutians, 9 a.m., 5 p.m., February 8th, tomorrow on Friday. Now back to your game.
And out of the quarter break, it's the Wolverines trying to get a shot off inside there, Holmberg. Lindsay pulls down the board, chases it down, gets it back to Lila, and here's a three-point try, and there's going to be a foul called. And Gardner will go to the line for three shots. Wolverines play very aggressive. They foul a lot, too, and they're getting called, but girls are going to have a chance to convert from the line, and they have. They lead 19-10 after one quarter play, and Brittany with three tries makes the first one. Senior's going to step up for another here. Boy, she's just been a great little spark plug for this Sandpoint program near her senior year. And gets the second one. One more coming up. As back in will be Rebecca Koenig. And Gardner on the way with the third one. Also good on all three. Nice job by Brittany. 22-10. Double-digit lead here for Sandpoint. 7:27 to go first half. Lots of basketball to play, though. And here's Lindsay. Sees the ball coming. Holmberg steals it. Gets it over to Gardner. Now the defense comes back. Paige Willis. Fire from outside. Three-pointer. Excuse me, not Paige, but that was Alexis with the three-point shot. Wow. Holmberg drilled that one, too. Not a lot of arch on it, but it was nothing but net. 25-10. 6:58 to go here in the first half. And the Wolverines struggling offensively. Good defense by the Lady Eagles. They come out and swarm the ball out at the three-point line. Now Coke has it, trying to go over to Conan, and here's a fast knock down. There's a foul called on Coke. And a 1-1 coming up as there's Coke with, that's, I got her down for a third, but we'll see. It is her third then, so they have it correct. So the Wolverines getting in serious foul trouble with key players right now. Nice shot by Brittany, and I don't think anybody was ready to rebound on that. It was a 1-1, and everybody was standing, not even made a move. So you got to be ready in case that misses, and there they are. So violation on the Eagles on the second shot, so she only gets 1 of 2, 26-10, Brittany does. As a near steal there by Lila, and it's going to be out of bounds. Gunderson, good defense underneath there, reaches in trying to get that ball away. Ends up knocking it off the Wolverines. There's a missed shot there. Yes, well, good there for Roebuck as Roebuck gets the two-pointer. Lila in the corner to Lindsay. Holmberg, shot on the way. Good for Holmberg, three-pointer. And Sandpoint girls shooting the ball excellent here in this one, 29-12. They just continue to answer. I worry about the aggressiveness of Nanilchik, and they're making up for it with some good offense. Here's a shot missing inside, and Lundgren pulls down the rebound after the second miss. Ahead of the pack, Lindsay running the floor, and Holmberg can't get it to go. Gardner with a nice pass ahead, but Lindsay kind of a tough angle there, missed the shot. Gardner takes a swipe at it. In the corner, here's Isabella Koch with it. She has three fouls, and she's a key player for the Wolverines. Here's Roebuck missing inside. Ball tapped away, pulled down by Lila. Gunderson goes to Holmberg. Now back to Lila. And a 10-second call because the girls fumbled the ball down in the corner there. It took a while getting it. The referee partially in the way, though, too. But they got to remember when that count starts. And you got to be recognize that, and sure enough, they get the 10-second call against them. 29-12 score, though, Sandpoint on top. Gunderson down on the baseline. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. And it'll be Nanilchik basketball. So the Wolverines will try to put it into play, nearly stolen away. Now it's still Wolverines basketball. Wolverines getting it in this time, but Gardner takes it away. Gardner still hustling up court with it, puts it off the glass. Can't get it to go. Alexis knocks the rebound out to Gunderson. Now swinging it around, Gardner open for three. This is a shot there. Lundgren comes up with it. Lundgren comes back to Brittany. She'll go baseline, puts up the soft touch. Off the mark, and Akonik gets it ahead. Now here's a steal by Lindsay. Tipped away. And this is Akonik trying to slip through the defense. The foul is going to be called on Gunderson, I believe. Lila picks up the foul, I think. I say on Gardner, I guess. 19 fouls on Nenelchik, only three on Sandpoint, 4:13 to go here in the first half, and it's still a 29-12 game. Page pulls down the rebound off the miss by the Wolverines, and here comes Gardner hustling up court. Looks to Lundgren cutting through, goes back to Lila, now to Holmberg. Holmberg shot misses. Page has it and tries it. So out of bounds. Last touch by Lundgren. They come into Roebuck. That was a long time to hold the ball out of bounds. 10 seconds later, that was about 8 seconds on that one. There's going to be a foul called on the Wolverines, and I think Alexis will get to be shooting here. Foul's going to be on for the Wolverines, Mia Denboer. And nice shot by Alexis there. First one good. One more coming up for Holmberg. Alexia lines it up, puts it up, and comes up just short. And Lundgren now calls for a foul. Fourth team foul, 3:43 to go. Kind of an awkward flow to this game right now. It's 30-12. But an 18-point lead for Sandpoint. You got to like their chances right now to go in with the double-digit lead at the half. But Nenelchik just seems to be right on the edge of doing something. I just don't know what. And that's what you get when you're the home team, usually. That looked like almost a travel. Roebuck misses a shot. Lila clears the board, says, hang on, I'll bring it up. Roebuck, or excuse me, Gunderson swings it over to Gardner. Gardner's shot just drifts off. Lexi tries it once, and Page tries it a second time. Zakonik trying to push Page out of the way there, but the foul actually went on Roebuck. So Page, first shot, just gets it. Touches the rim, but got to get a little more on it. So one more coming up for her. Second shot for Lundgren. Bounces and puts it up. Looks good. It is. Perfect shot on the second one. 31-12. 3 minute mark of this first half. And the Sandpoint girls maintaining that lead, building it to 19 right now. But still lots of time in the first half. There's Roebuck trying to get one to drop. It won't. Lundgren rebound ahead to Holmberg and to Gardner and to Holmberg down there. Alexia couldn't get the shot to go. Got too far under the hoop. That was a slow-developing fast break. This one will be a fast-developing one as Lila gets it ahead to Gardner, and she scores two. That's the way to do it. Lila looking down court. Gunderson, that ability to see what's going on all over the floor. And the junior, even wearing that mask again, too. Here's Holmberg near steal. And Gardner putting the defense on in the corner there. Knocks down the pass. Takes it away. Gardner will bring it back the other way. She's got Holmberg there, but she'll go into the lane, and she'll be shooting, too. McConick picks up the foul, her second, team's 10th. Gardner coolly steps to the line for two shots. 33-12 score. As Gardner missing on the first one. One more coming up. Second one good, 1 of 2 from the line for Gardner. Makes it 34-12 with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Girls in good shape. Here's a steal by Holmberg. Lindsay will take it to the hole for two. No, comes up a little strong as she goes to the reverse and misses a shot there. Oh, man. Driving shot of some kind there and contact made. You could hear it from the crowd, too, like, oh, something happened, but nothing happened. So here's the Koenig with it. Tries to go into the lane and puts up the little runner. Heard the coach tell her, go to the basket. Well, I guess I could, a Koenig. The freshman hits the two-pointer. Lila, nice bounce pass into Paige. Can't get the shot to go. Paige comes up with a rebound briefly and knocked out of her hands there. And stolen away. Holmberg comes up with it. Holmberg got some help to Lila. Over to Brittany. Gardner, three. Won't go. Alexi trying to get the rebound. And can't. 34-14 right now with 54 seconds to go in the first half. Sandpoint leading all the way here. And here is Roebuck with it for the Wolverines. Tipped away by Gardner. It'll stay Wolverine basketball. 45 seconds on the clock. Comes into Koch. Isabella. And drops it back to Roebuck. Three-pointer rims around and out. And there's going to be a foul called. Gunderson with the wraparound foul there. Picks up her second, I believe. No shooting yet. That's only the 15th foul. 34-14 score. It equals being in good shape here as here's a shot there. Misses Holmberg. Nice hand in the face defense. But the Wolverines come away with the long rebound. Roebuck now to Cope. Isabella's shot misses. And over the back, Lila again. She just got in the wrong spot there. Picks up her second. Gunderson back-to-back fouls there. You hate to pick up those kind, but here's this rebound picked off by Lindsay, and Holmberg gives back to Gunderson. Down to 14 seconds. Gardner with it. Gardner sneaks around the defense. Oh, that shot was in and wouldn't drop, and a travel call on Nilchik. So with 6.5 seconds to go here, it'll be Sandpoint's basketball under their own hoop. Chance to score a hoop here to end the half. Wants back in there now, too, for the girls as it comes out to Lila. Right back to Paige underneath. Can't get the shot to drop. And that's going to be the end of the first half as the Wolverines have 14 and Sandpoint with 34. We're going to be back for our halftime stats and more. Sandpoint looking good to start this one. Leading by 20 after one half of play. Give us 60 seconds on the clock and listen to those great sponsors to bring you all the great programming here and following the teams in this tournament. As we'll be back with our halftime stats here on KSDP 8:30 a.m.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP, say with the season in full swing, let's do all we can to encourage our teams. And this may be your team's most successful campaign yet. This message brought to you courtesy of the Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, a community-minded organization with the commitment to the advancement of our young people. The staff and employees at Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint say with our student-athletes lacing up their shoes for another season of high school basketball, let's do all we can to attend their games. It's always good to see a familiar face in the crowd, and the kids will really be proud to see you. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of Sandpoint Generating, a community-minded business with a commitment to the education and welfare of our area children.
Halftime here at Nanilchik, folks, and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles have really done their job as they lead it 34-14 at the half. Now, for the Wolverines, they got in some foul trouble there. Real aggressive play, but just not getting a lot out of it. And they had several girls pick up three fouls. In fact, Isabella Koch for one, along with, Jency Corey also picked up her third. So they got some foul trouble going, but still lots of time to play here, and it's a halftime adjustment time. And with the 20-point lead, it looks good, but anything can happen in girls' games, and especially here on this home floor of the Wolverines. We got a good crowd here tonight, and they'll be back in the home team trying to get them to a victory here in this opening round game for them at this tournament, their own tournament. So scoring-wise, they had Rebecca Konek with 5, Jade Roebuck with 4, 3 for Isabella Koch, the three-pointer in the first quarter, and 2 only for Autumn Calabrese for scoring. Now, on the flip side, you got to love what Sandpoint's done so well, or so far, and so well is that they've been rebounding the basketball well, and they have been taking that aggressiveness in Nilchik and getting some points off and putting themselves at the free throw line and making some free throws too. Real important to do that. As all the girls actually have been to the line except Lila Gunderson, scoreless in the first half. But that's not that unusual. I mean, she doesn't shoot a lot, but she does so many other things. Gunderson did pick up 2 fouls, though, right near the end of the half, as the girls didn't get in foul trouble either. Gunderson the only one with more than 1. Leading the way scoring-wise, we got 3 points from Faith Carlson, 3 also from Lindsay Holmberg. And then with 6 points, Paige Lundgren. Nice work inside on the offensive boards, and also being able to handle that aggressiveness there. As you got double-figure scoring from 2 players, and it's Alexis Holmberg with 10 and Brittany Gardner leading the way with 13. So Coach Raynell Gardner's crew looking good here. KSDP fans, stay tuned because we got second half action. It's about 5.5 minutes away, and it's the Sandpoint Lady Eagles on top, 34-14 over the host Wolverines. Back in 5 minutes. And thank you, Holden, as KSDP coverage of the Sandpoint Lady Eagles continues with them having the basketball to start the second half, leading by 20, 34-14 over the host Nanilchik Wolverines here in the first day of the tournament. Right now, King Cove teams have been successful with 2 victories, and now Sandpoint boys have won 1. The girls want to win 1 as well. Here's a shot by Holmberg. Lindsay out in the corner there. This one a little long. And the Wolverines come back the other way. The 20-point lead seems like a lot, but, boy, I'll tell you what, things can change quickly, especially against a host team on their home floor like this. As here's a Konek up top with it. Now the steal by Holmberg. Lindsay gets another steal ahead to Gardner. Carefully puts it off the glass on the left side. She's got 2. That makes it 36-14 as the Lady Eagles strike first. There's another steal by Lindsay again to Gardner. Gardner smartly pulls it out. She had about a 1-on-3 break there. Lindsay open for 3 on the far side, tries it, misses there. she comes away smiling like, oh, I didn't mean to miss it that bad. Holmberg, usually a pretty good shooter out there, and did come up with nothing as the shot there misses for Konek. And tries it again, now chases their own rebound, and it's off the Wolverines out of bounds. Sub in for the Wolverines already as we get into the second minute of this third quarter. 36-14 score, 2 points is all for the other team here. Paige setting up as a high post. They get her the basketball, kicks it back out. Now Lindsay. We'll play it on the right side. Over to Lila. Thinks about the shot. Goes to Lundgren again. Again, just Lila brings the defender out to her and drops it off to Paige. Over to Lindsay. Holmberg, 3, won't work. Alexis had it. And then, again, the Wolverine players, sometimes their own worst enemies, they run into each other on the rebound there, and it goes out of bounds on a travel play. So underneath, Lundgren, 3 on the inbounds play, and gets the 2-pointer. Paige with the bucket there. makes it 38-14. As here's a shot by McCormick, and Rebecca with it now comes out to Roebuck. Rebound by Lundgren. Ahead it comes to Brittany, and Gardner goes from right to left and puts it off the glass for two. Gardner with a nice move there. And Lindsey Holmberg, Lundgren got that rebound, pitched it out to Lindsey Holmberg, and Holmberg saw Gardner and got the pass ahead. There is a Koenig, misses inside, but there's a putback good, and that'll be for Mia Denbor. So Denbor getting in there, just calmly puts it off the glass and in for two. 40-16, though, Sandpoint on top and controlling this one is inside. Here is Holmberg, Alexia this time, as Alexia gets another bucket in there. Nice soft touch for her around the basket. And she uses the glass well. Roebuck missing there. And Alexia trying to pick it up. Boy, Roebuck slams into everybody. Ends up touching it last on the baseline. So out of bounds, Sandpoint basketball again. 42-16, 4.5 minutes to go. Here's Paige. Good move inside. Misses a shot there. Holmberg found her. Paige, quick turn inside, but couldn't get it to go. This ball off the leg of the Wolverines, and Paige with the rebound. Going to go the other way as foul is going to be on JC. And, or Jancy, as Corey picks up her fourth. First team foul here, the second half, halfway through this third quarter. And here's Paige, a little bit hard on the glass there, gets her own rebound, puts it back, can't get that one to go though. The Kona comes back the other way. Tries a shot. Lundgren gets a hand on it. Out of bounds it goes. So it's be Roebuck to inbound it. Looking for help. She does find help out there. The shot put up by Denbor doesn't work. The rebound comes off to Lila. Lila to Lindsay to Brittany. Brittany keeps the dribble. Ooh, had Paige, and then instead goes to Lindsay. As Lila has it up top. Now the high post to Paige. Down low, Alexia. Next shot. Alexia with another bucket and a great pass. High post to low post there. Lundgren with the assist. That was beautiful. Lundgren, good patience up top. 44-16, 3:10 on the clock here. Paige breaks up the play there along with Lindsay. And they crash into each other, but it's Lila ends up with the basketball. Now the Wolverines come away with the steal, and then there's going to be a foul called on Lila. Gunderson comes to the sideline for Faith as Carlson will check in. So for the Wolverines, trying to work against Gardner, it's going to go the other way. As Holmberg will inbound, finds Paige up high, down to Carlson this time. Her shot just misses. Alexia with the rebound. Holmberg tries to clear herself with the dribble. And to the floor goes Roebuck. It's going to be Sandpoint basketball on the held ball. 44-16 our score here. Sandpoint leading all the way. Here's Paige coming to the hoop, and Brittany delivers a perfect pass to her in transition there. She came to the hoop, caught it in stride, just stepped up, put it in off the glass. Boy, what a play by Brittany. As the girls now lead 46-16 after that one. So Paige with a two-pointer. She makes it a 30-point lead at this point. And let's see, looking at that, 12 is the halftime score there, the girls had them at the half 34-14. And now leading 46-16. They've outscored them here 12-2 to start this third quarter. Just done it with crisp passing, good defense again. Lindsay Holmberg with a couple of steals. Alexis, some nice shooting underneath. Gardner with the two-pointer. Paige with the two-pointer. And they're just they're making it happen here as the girls are getting putting this one in the books here, the way they're playing. Here's the ball underneath is Koenig on the line. And so it'll be Sandpoint basketball in the backcourt. Gardner will bring it up. Gardner working against the defense now. Koenig, both Koenig girls there. Kickball be out of bounds to Sandpoint. Lundgren with it. Back to Lindsay. Holmberg shot. Misses there. Rebound comes off to the Wolverines. Here's Roebuck steaming up court. Stops. Blocked by Lindsay. Holmberg gets a hand on it. And then back the other way. Alexis open underneath, but can't quite hang on. As the Wolverines back in their territory here. Faith comes out and bumps into Rebecca O'Connor. Faith coming out to try to pick up defensively there. And O'Connor charges inside on the dribble, almost loses it there. There's going to be a foul called on Lindsay. Holmberg picks up her second. That's only the third team foul here in the half. One on the Nilchick, three on Sandpoint and at the line. Akuna will get a couple. Rachel, this is. She hits the first one. Rebecca and Rachel. Rachel's first shot good. Second one on the way. This one not. And the rebound. There's going to be Faith again gets a foul. Picks up her third, does Faith. I was just looking. I thought, did they call it or not? And here's a nice block there by Brittany as she blocks a shot. And a held ball this time. This will belong also to Nanilchik. So they're keeping it in the zone here as the Wolverines will get another chance. Comes into Rebecca, gets a shot partially blocked by Paige. Alexis comes up with it to Paige. Back he goes to Gardner now as Lila back in the ballgame too. Gardner tries the shot, can't get it. Paige underneath. Her putback misses, then tipped out by Lindsay Holmberg. Now to Gardner on the baseline. Not there. Alexis with the rebound. Tries it. Partially blocked, and the Wolverines come away with it. They throw it ahead and too far. And so it's out of bounds, belonging to Sandpoint. 46-17 score. With just under a minute to go here in the third quarter, Lundgren goes down inside to Alexis, and she'll go to the line for two. Holmberg. There was 16 in the game now. 14 in the game, rather. First shot for Alexis is off. One more coming up. And here's the second one on the way. This one will also miss. Rebound comes off to the Wolverines. 45 seconds on the clock here in the third. Wolverines hustling it up court. The pick there, Alexis pokes it out of the hands of the Wolverine player. Back the other way, banks it in off the glass for two. Alexis Holmberg, nice defense, gets a steal and goes to the bucket for two. Now Gardner comes up on defense, stops Roebuck there. Here's the three-point try by Nilchik, and Roebuck with the two-pointer on the putback as she gets her fifth and sixth points. Down to 7 seconds as here's Holmberg. Alexis again off the glass for two. Great job, Alexis. Back-to-back buckets to close out the quarter, and we got ourselves a 50-19 score. Sandpoint on top over the host Wolverines from Nilchik. We're going to be back for the fourth and final quarter right after we take this 60-second break right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint.
Exciting first three quarters of basketball there, and we're going to get you right back in for your fourth quarter here with Carl.
Thank you, Olden. It's the fourth quarter is going to begin here for the Wolverines with the basketball. Boy, 34-14 at the half. They push it out to 50-19 due to girls from Sand Lake. They have done an excellent job starting with defense. And there's Lindsay Holmberg with another steal almost, although she poked it away and then nearly came up with it. Now Brittany Gardner is called for a foul chasing after the basketball there. She nearly got the steal. For Gardner, only her second. Team's fifth, though, so they could be stopping the clock there as it gets there. But a 31-point lead, you feel pretty safe with this. Here's the missed shot there. McCona comes away with it, gets it out to her assist, but off her hands out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Eagles basketball once again. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. The big lead built on defense and good shooting. Like that, Lindsay Holmberg fires in the one-hander down on the baseline there. Makes it 52-19. First points of the quarter belong to the Lady Eagles. They're well on their way to victory here. Last night's game, a little frustrating against Houston. They had foul trouble and came away with a loss there, I think 51-48, coach was telling me. Page with a good rebound in traffic, stands her ground, gets it ahead. Brittany running the court there, scores it off the left side. She had Alexis coming up the right side just in case and took it herself to the hole for two. And now double dribble call on the Wolverines. Gardner with it. Looks for Lundgren at the high post. Has Lindsay over on the right side, and Holmberg's going to try it from there. Shot misses there. Lila reaches up for the rebound. Then goes to Brittany. There's going to be Brittany out there with the shot, but out of bounds on the long rebound. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. So with 6:13 to go here in the ball game, a 54-19 lead for Sandpoint. Gardner staying with it, trying to get a steal up front. And here's a shot there by the Wolverines. Doesn't work. They get it back to Roebuck. Page tips out the rebound. And a steal and another steal. And it's going to stay Wolverine basketball here. Comes back into Roebuck. She can't get the shot to go. Paige had it briefly, and this will belong to Sandpoint. Gardner bringing it up. Now switches hands, looks for Lundgren inside. Lindsay there, too. This ball tipped free. Comes into the hands of opponent. They get it over on the far side there. This one misses. Wolverines trying to get the shot up. A held ball. Good job by Lundgren and Holmberg. The held ball with Koenig in there. She had nowhere to get rid of it and tried the shot. Both girls with their hands up got the jump. The possession arrow for the Wolverines as they try to go into Rebecca. And here's a Koenig. Throwing down low and stolen away by Gunderson. Pitches out to Holmberg. Now goes back to Gunderson. trying to find Alexis for two. And ball's going to be on Jancy, and that's going to be five on her. Corey fouls out. Oh, everybody's going to come over and get her. Okay. Alexis missing on the first one. She has one more coming up. Holmberg, second shot, perfect. Alexis, 1-2 from the line. She's having a nice scoring game here. Two, that's, what, almost a 20. 19 points for Alexis. Man, she had a big fourth or third quarter there. Here's Gardner with the steal, knocks down the pass. Sees Holmberg running the floor on the other side. Lindsay with a two off the glass. Lindsay's two-pointer makes it 57-19, 4:45 to go in the ball game here. And Sandpoint, wire-to-wire victory right now. Just 4.5 minutes away, or a little over 4.5. Koenig checks out. Rachel does, and in comes Denbor. As there's the younger Koenig, goes to the floor. Page blocks his shot in there, just with a hand up. And coming away with it was Lindsay. Holmberg tries it too far down in the baseline. As Holmberg got behind the backboard there and ended up putting it up, but not in time. She was hustling up court with that one. Roebuck gets a two-pointer for Ninelchik. Makes it 57-21. Now Holmberg, Gunderson, inside Page. Shot won't go, but Alexis keeps it alive. And then Brittany, hit from behind, will shoot two. Gardner got that second rebound. And she'll go to the line for two shots. 3:57 to go in this one, and a 57-21 score. The Lady Eagles putting this one away. And Brittany at the line, good on the first one. One more coming up for Gardner. Gardner lines it up, fires it up, and she's got it. 2 for 2 from the line that time. She had a three-pointer, all three of them in the second quarter, and she's been hitting free throws. She's only missed two in the game, about 8 of 10, something like that. Gardner had a big game, too, the other night against Lumen. And here's a shot by Koenig. Missing there and out of bounds. Here comes Sandpoint with it. Gardner walks it up across the timeline. Now goes over to Lila, setting up on the right side. Gunderson's going to hold on to it a bit. Now Roebuck comes up. Waits, tries to pitch it down to Alexis. Double team comes. And a held ball. Will stay Sandpoint basketball. Ball comes into Lundgren. Looking for Osterback, who's checked in now, too. And it's the Wolverines coming away with it. Good. Roebuck gets a two-pointer. 59-23. Osterback will bring it up. Emily in there now. She's just a freshman. And Emily fires from the free throw line. That one misses. Rebound comes off to Ninelchik. Here comes Koenig inside trying to get the shot up. But missing there, and Lila with the rebound calmly hangs on. Now she has it up at the top of the key. Looks for Brittany. Gardner to Osterback. Emily tries the shot from there, but the rebound taken down by the Wolverines. And that's going to be off of Sand Point, out of bounds, so it'll stay Wolverine basketball. And Gardner knocks down the inbounds pass as Gunderson keeps the dribble. Goes back to Brittany. Now Lila, 2:15 on the clock, a 59-23 score. Page in the key. Osterbeck wasn't looking for it. And Emily wasn't ready for that pass. Page actually could have turned and gone right to the hoop, but instead went on the play that was called, which was get it to Osterbeck. Osterbeck still got a smile on her face about a bit. And, well, I didn't know that was that play. Oh, nice shot there by Roebuck. And so Jade picks up another basket there, makes it 59-25. There's Paige again. Roebuck. Emily over there setting up as Alexis tied up on the rebound attempt. Lindsay is going to come in. Holmberg comes in for Brittany Gardner. And the Wolverines, with Roebuck with it, goes down low. The shot put up. Alexis with the rebound. So it's Sand Point basketball. Just 90 seconds to go here, folks. The girls wrapping up a victory here. Yeah, there's Lindsay with it. Down low to Page. Her shot off the glass won't go, and a foul, though, as she was shooting. Foul's going to be on Lily Jasper. Lily in the game. Junior picks up her second foul. 5 team fouls apiece is at the line. Page with a good shot there. She'll have one more coming up. Lindquist. Second one. Dribbles carefully on its way and in and out, but there's Holmberg for the putback. Can't get it to go. And Jasper with it. Goes to Roebuck. Watch out, there's traffic in there. As here comes the Konak and bounces it in off the glass for two. Here's Lindsay Holmberg with it. Off the baseline shot there, puts it in as Holmberg makes it 62-27 with that, 47 seconds on the clock. McConick tries the shot from straight away, and Alexis going for the rebound. Roebuck comes up with it instead. Osterbeck gives chase out there. And there's the shot blocked there by Lindsay. Osterbeck had it and taken back away by Konak. And she gets bumped there by Lundgren. So Paige picks up the foul. And the Konak will get a couple from the line here. First one is not good. One more coming. And Konak not good on that one. Got to work on that free throw attempt there. She's putting a lot into it and just needs to relax a little bit. There's Lila with it. Gunderson fouled there by Konak. 13 seconds on the clock. 16 fouls apiece. 62-27 score. As it comes into Osterbeck, misses a shot there. There's Alexis for the rebound putback. That doesn't work. Lila with it. Goes to Holmberg. Lindsay's shot misses. Rebound to Konak. And that ball goes out of bounds with half a second to go. The girls will just inbound it. I'll say, no, we'll call her good right there. 62-27 is the final. Your Sand Point Lady Eagles victorious here over the host Wolverines. And for the Lady Eagles, nice victory here as they pick up playing the Peninsula Conference teams here. Now they beat Lumen Christi, and now they beat Manilchik. Who else will they beat along the way? And actually, we'll see CIA coming up for them probably in the next day or two. We'll check that out. We're going to send it back to KSDP Studios for a 60-second station break. We'll be back with our post-game stats right after that. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM coverage of the Sandpoint and King Cove teams on this road trip. And again, big attaboys out to all the sponsors that help bring you these ball games. Be sure to stop by and thank those businesses for their support, as always, and the people that support that too, and everybody that's involved in that. Back to Holden in the studios, and I'll be back here in 60 seconds. Well, it's been quite a ball game. I was kind of worried there, even in the first half, the aggressiveness of the Wolverines. Looked like if they got any kind of shooting going or offense going, they might get back into the ball game. They never did. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles just took care of business, especially in that third quarter. They came out after leading at the half 34-14, a 20-point lead, and you think that's pretty safe. And to me, I thought, yeah, but. Well, we came out in that third quarter, a 16-5 quarter for the Lady Eagles. There's no doubt at that point. And a lot of it happened because of their defense, and there was their defense throughout the game too. But then again, moving that ball to getting it to the open people and people hitting shots. Alexis Holmberg was outstanding inside. She gets in close to the basket like that, puts that shot off the glass. Lindsay as well. Nice job by her in the second half on those. And, of course, Brittany Gardner, can't say enough about that young lady, moving that basketball. Girls looking for each other and doing just a good job teamwork-wise. Lila Gunderson, another glue out there in this jigsaw puzzle as we put together teams like this. Coach Raynell Gardner's got to be pretty pleased with this group as just a really good team effort all the way around. Paige Lundgren, too. We watched her play there at Lumen Christi, and much better games for that young lady today. Had to play tough against the aggressive Wolverines, and she came up tough, too. Scoring-wise, on the Wolverine side, they have one player in double figures. That was Jade Robuck. She had almost half their points with 12. 7 points for Rebecca McConnick, and that was pretty much their main scoring right there, those two. On the other side, in the 63-27 victory, the Sandpoint Lady Eagles had three players in double figures and a fourth almost there. They didn't get scoring from Emily Osterbeck. Got some minutes in there at the end and also in the second quarter, I think it was, for a little bit. Then no points either from Lila Gunderson, but Gunderson fills up the stat sheet with steals and rebounds, assists, and just smart play out there. But scoring-wise, 3 points from Faith Carlson. Then 9 points for Paige Lundgren with 11 points, Lindsay Holmberg, and leading the way, 19 for Alexis Holmberg and 21 for Brittany Gardner. So a great job for Coach Rennell's girls here. They pick up the victory over the host Wolverines, the final 63-27. And now let's see if the boys can do the same thing as the Sandpoint Eagles out on the floor right now, getting some practice time in. We're about 19 minutes away from the start of this one. It'll be Manilchik Wolverines and the Sandpoint Eagles coming up 19 minutes right here on KSDP.